The news of Anthony Bourdain's death by suicide came just days after the news of Kate Spade's. Their deaths have renewed a conversation about how to tell if someone might be experiencing suicidal thoughts and what can be done to prevent their deaths, if anything. Joining us now is Dr. Drew Ramsey, an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at Columbia University. Dr. Ramsey, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And of course, we're having this conversation today because of these two very high-profile suicides. I know that you can't comment on Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade in particular because you are not their psychiatrist, but some of the grief that people are expressing today is, you know, these people seem to have it all. They seem to be so happy. Is that a misconception about people who end up ending their life by themselves?
That's a massive misperception, as we know, and I think it's very surprising to us when we see individuals who we think have great mental health, dream jobs, kids, fame, and that's not what's going on for the inside, on the inside of them. And so that we shouldn't have any misperceptions about depression or about suicide. These are tenacious illnesses, and they influence everyone from every socioeconomic class. It is not a disease that discriminates at all.
Are there warning signs that people should be looking out for to know when someone needs help?
Yes, certainly. And one concern I have as a clinician is that when we see suicides like this, we think there's nothing we can do. And that is not the case. We know that there are significant risk factors that are very clear for suicide. Risk factors are having a prior suicide attempt, having a mood disorder like depression, having a substance abuse or alcohol abuse disorder. Those are the top risk factors.
What would you tell our listeners today, you know, if they are deeply affected by hearing the news of Anthony Bourdain's suicide, is there anything you can say to help people better understand what happened?
Well, a number of things. The first is I would suggest that people know that we don't know what's going on inside of someone, and it's our job to be curious to those we know and we love and get a conversation going about this. Another tip that is very important is to use the word suicide and to talk about what we feel are very difficult questions, and they are, although, you know, I ask them every day in my practice, right. But it sounds hard to say, are you having thoughts about wanting to kill yourself, any thoughts at all? And to really pursue it as an almost neutral topic. What are those thoughts? When did they start? Are you making some plans? Those frank, honest conversations about how someone is feeling is not what happens. Oftentimes, we hear someone is depressed or feeling sad or suicidal, and we say, oh, you shouldn't feel that way. That's not helpful because people are feeling that way, and it's our job to be with the people we love in their feeling state and try and understand it with them. I think the other part to really emphasize is there's everything from the National Suicide Hotline, 800-273-TALK. There are suicide text lines. And in every state in America, there are a bevy of wonderful mental health clinicians, psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, clergy, who are ready, willing, and able, and trained to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And so we want to talk about it, but we also want to be very vigilant right now. If you are an individual who loved Anthony Bourdain or Kate Spade and you're really struggling with clinical depression and you've been suicidal, there's that temptation almost, or that door opening of someone that you look up to has died by suicide. And that is like having chest pain. You should go right to the emergency room because it is a medical emergency when an individual is feeling significantly suicidal, and we don't treat our mental health with the same diligence and the same sense of emergency that we do our physical health, mm-hmm. and we have to change that.
That's Dr. Drew Ramsey, assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at Columbia University. Dr. Ramsey, thank you.
Thank you.